When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Christine, thanks for waking up early for this.
Yeah, well, if there was another option, believe me, I'd have taken it.
Yeah.
That's what they all say.
So what brings you here today? What happened with you and Harry?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I knew. It's just like one headache after the next ever since we matched.
Yeah, let's dive into those headaches. We were, more than a little confused from your email.
I mean, like, what's confusing about it?
Well, normally we get these things and it's pretty clear. Like, one person is looking for a date with the other. The person who sends the email, he or she, wants that person to say yes, sometimes against all odds. But we didn't
get it from you.
No, we didn't.
I mean, you do want this date, right?
We get to do whatever we want, right? So, like, yeah, I'm not gonna, like, turn it down.
Okay, but see what we're saying? Like, you don't seem very enthusiastic about the whole thing, and that includes Harry.
Yeah, well, like, I have good reasons, believe me. Like, okay, I'll try to just, like, get you up to speed as fast as I can. Like, hopefully you'll see where I'm coming from, I guess, but it's so frustrating. Like, we matched online, a few months back. We spent, like, a ton of time messaging. I would even say flirting.
Okay.
Like, normal, basic stuff. But, like, you could tell early on that there was definitely, like, a connection, chemistry, something. And then he just, like, asks me out this one night. And before I'm about to even, like, I don't know, like, walk out the door. Like, I'm about to jump in the car. Like, it's about to be time. And he cancels.
Oh.
And he wants to reschedule for, like, the very next night.
Not ideal.
Right.
But stuff happens, right?
No, I get it.
How was, like, the reschedule?
I'm with you there. Like, that's the thing. I, too, was like, yeah, things pop up. Like, no big deal.
Right.
I didn't even really, like, ask any questions. It happens. So I'm like, you know what? I happen to be free tomorrow night anyway. No big deal. We got it all set up. And then a few hours before I'm getting off work, he tells me once again, like, he's not going to be able to make it.
Dude.
Yeah. He's like, oh, can we try again, like, next week? And at this point, I'm like, okay. Like, I know what getting blown off feels like. I'm not stupid. And I don't know. I, like, would usually just cut my losses. But again, like, we had this connection and he continued talking to me. Like, it's not like he, like, disappeared. It still felt like he was into me. And, like, I don't know. So it just felt like he wouldn't do that at that point. So then, like, exactly a week later, he's like, you know what? Third time's a charm. Let's do dinner tomorrow night.
Okay. Please tell us the third time was indeed the charm.
Not for this girl, because you know what? He canceled again.
Stop it.
Come on.
What the hell
Come
happened?
On.
This or any time?
Yeah.
Literally. Okay. So this time, I finally asked him. I was like, you know what? Like, what the hell? Like, what is going on with you? And he was like, oh, sorry. I'm just legit, like, really busy right now.
That's it?
That's all
he gave you. He's just really busy.
Busy with what?
I have no idea. Like, if you're going to give me an excuse, or, like, I don't know, three excuses, could you at least make them good? Like, say you have to, I don't know, like, go back in time and find the Infinity Stones, or, like, kill baby Hitler or something. Like, give me something.
Okay, to be fair, if he was legitimately time traveling, he would have been able to make the date, technically.
That is true.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know, like, that's not even the point. You know, like, it's
fair.
Just, like, at this point, I thought I would just block him. Like, he's clearly playing games with me, and I don't like it. But also, there's something wrong with me because I am weirdly intrigued. Like,
okay.
Like, who the freak is this guy? Like, why is he so freaking busy?
Right.
And what is going on in his life that keeps him in such a busy state that he cannot have a singular meal with somebody?
Yeah.
Like, why would he try online dating if he didn't have a minute to spare?
Yeah.
So anyway, I get this message from him a few days later, and he's asking me to give him, like, yeah, another shot, like, one more chance.
And we're guessing you did.
Girl, yes. Like I said, at this point,
okay,
I just want to know what the deal is. You
Me
know,
too.
Like, who is this guy? And so, like, anyway, it had gone on like too long to not know. So, like, it's a morbid curiosity. And I told him to just give me a date and time, and I'm down. But
no way.
You already know that the International Man of Mystery came in with cancellation number four.
Four.
Yeah, we are one away from Lou Bega status. Like, I just, like, I didn't even ask for the excuse. I didn't want to hear it. Like, I just really just started thinking about this. Like, is he a catfish? Is this a scam?
Okay.
Like, is he going to ask for money? And now I'm here asking for help. Like,
okay, no, what help is it that you think we can actually provide
here? Yeah, he canceled on you four times, girl.
And you want us to ask him for a very public fit?
He's just going to say yes and then stand you up or try and cancel on us down
the line. Absolutely, that's what's going to happen.
I feel you. Like, I completely feel you, and that all could very well be true. But also, I'm kind of thinking, like, if it is some kind of scam, maybe, like, he'll just out himself to you. Like, save me the trouble, you know, like, so that I don't have to keep going through this. Like,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just the restlessness has got to me. I'm exhausted, and I just, like, I need answers. And I'm not going to be able to stop fixating on this until I know what's going on. Like, I have to get to the bottom of it. And, like, I don't know. I need to be in the same room as him or something. I need to figure it out.
All right. We do have his number. We're not strangers to awkward conversations. So let's chat with Harry, if that's even his name. We're going to hear his side of things. That's next on Frito and Katie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Christine and Harry have not gone on a date because, as it turns out, Harry, very difficult to track down. He's like MI5 or Men in Black. Man in Black.
Or he is the man legitimately is just catfishing. Or, like, I mean, that's...
But to what end?
I have no idea what the point of any of this would be. Why would you keep stringing her along? But, like,
yeah, it seems like at some point you would just stop talking to her.
You,
like,
just
the game
move on.
Wouldn't be fun anymore.
You would, in fact, ghost her.
But you're right, they wouldn't have had so many seasons if people didn't engage in this kind of behavior. So
crazy.
We want to get Harry on the phone. Christine is dying to know what his deal is, and honestly, now so am I.
Word.
And I think we have him lined up. Hey, is this Harry?
Yes, this is.
Hey, Harry. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. Here, you're a busy man, so we will make this brief. We are calling you, actually, to offer you a date night package that we give away on our radio show. So you pick whatever you do for it. We pay for it. But in agreeing to our terms, you're also agreeing to let us pick your date. It's someone you've gone out with. Oh, no. Actually,
that's
no.
That's not true.
You've never been out with her before.
That's absolutely not true.
But God knows you've talked a lot about it. Do you know a girl named Christine?
Absolutely. That would be awesome. Thank you.
What's awesome?
Well, this whole thing, you know, like, you guys are going to pay for a date for me to go out with Christine. I mean, I don't even normally answer unknown numbers, but I'm really glad I did today.
Okay. Right. Okay. So just to talk some minor details here.
Yeah.
You're excited about this date. You want to see Christine again,
mm-hmm.
but can we get, I don't know, maybe a deposit or something for the date? You know?
Yes. Something to ensure that you, I don't know, actually show up.
Yeah. I've canceled on her a few times.
Yes.
That is true.
Okay.
You canceled four times, Harry. Four. Like, what happened? What is going on with you? Like, you don't think that's, like, kind of a lot?
Do you guys have Christine on the phone,
we
too?
We do. We
right,
do.
Yeah.
Yes. We'd make an excuse, but honestly, I think we've had enough of those lately.
I mean, yeah, I guess I see how. But, I mean, is that a lot of conflicts? I don't know.
Is that, yes, yes, it's absolutely a lot. Like, especially when you're talking about someone you've never even met in person. Like, that's a ton.
Well, I mean, I guess it's, I don't know. I've just been really busy. And I've been busier than I normally am these last few weeks. It's just been crazy. I thought I told you that.
Well, sort of, but, like, also, it's not much of an excuse, really. Like, I mean, everyone's busy. There's always something going on, but, like, the truth is, like, you're picking the other thing over going out, like, every time. Just tell me you're second-guessing the whole thing, or tell me that you don't want to go out, or tell me about your wife that you're hiding from me, or, like, whatever the real reason is. Like, just be real with me.
Yeah, all right, that's not what's happening at all. I really do want to go out with you. Like, I want to make that happen. I legitimately have not been able to find the time. I'm not lying to you. Things just popped up. One time it was a family emergency.
Right.
Two of them, it was a work crisis and a deadline getting pulled up.
Uh-huh.
One time was something personal and gross. Like,
what?
I mean, I thought if I did give you some detailed excuse, I feel like that was going to sound even more made up. I feel really awful about this. Like, and I mean, to some extent, it's kind of just life. Like, that happens. And, I mean, God knows you can't plan for this stuff. I mean, speaking of, I don't have to commit, like, to a day right now, do I?
Of course. Wow. Okay, so you're really saying you've canceled four times. Again, four times because life?
That doesn't strike, like, you as some kind of sign? Like, maybe this isn't meant to be?
No. I mean, actually, to me, it's maybe the opposite, right? Like, the best things in life aren't easy, and you know, they don't come easy. I mean, I don't know. Do you just happen to have, like, an abundant amount of time in your schedule to accommodate somebody else right now?
Well,
like, you don't make plans with people, and then something comes up that's never happened to you? Like, I mean, this isn't my life all the time, but it feels like when it rains, it pours. You know, like, I got a job, a side hustle, five siblings, and
All
of them have kids of their own. They got these little birthdays, you know.
Right.
My parents aren't getting any younger, so I've been trying to, you know, talk them into downsizing. Keeping it up has gotten, like, way too big a chore for my old man.
Okay.
And so, you know, we help when we can. It's just, I'm not canceling because I'm not into you. I'm canceling because, you know, I'd rather have time to sit and enjoy your company than squeeze you in when I got, like, 50 other things on my mind and, like, I can't give you my full attention. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Like, is it just me? Or, like, do you guys feel like you're taking crazy pills, too? Like, he's too good to be true. Like, that was such a sweet answer. Like, it sounds like he's definitely worth the wait. And I don't know. Like, I was willing to wait. Like, I let it slide once, twice, three times. But, like, come on. Like, at what point are you just picking other things to do? Like, you don't think it sends a message to the person you're, like, interested in? That, like, maybe you're not that interested after all? Like, if you were, I just feel like you would find or, like, make the time.
Well, I hate that that's your perception of me. Like, just because I'm telling you I can't make it, that doesn't mean I'm not into you. And it doesn't mean being with you isn't what I'd rather be doing. Just because, you know, I don't drop everything to go to dinner, it's not some secret message you need to decode or take a hint from or whatever. It's just, I couldn't swing it in the end. You know, that's it.
Yeah, we get that. And it does make some sense. But, like, you got to see where she's coming from, too, right? Like, it sends some sort of message, whether you acknowledge it or not.
Speaking of, can we ask what it is you do for a living, sir?
Yes.
I am not at liberty to discuss that.
Really? Really?
I just hope that other people with just, I guess, normal going on can get where I'm coming from. Like, it doesn't mean anything, and it really is unfortunate, but it is what it is.
Well, hey, Christine, before you make any decisions, let's open the phone lines and see if people can relate to this, okay? Like, he thinks they might, so stick around for a second, all right?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.